You're listening to the Fear the Wavecast. This is Kelly Camarda. We've got a great show for you today with Tulane point guard Jalen Cook and Tulane women's basketball point guard Rachel Hakes. Before we get to those interviews, I wanted to mention our charity partner of the episode, and that is Samaritan's Feet. Samaritan's Feet is an organization that provides shoes and cleans the feet of people all over the world. It's a great organization. Tulane guard Sion James is one of their ambassadors. It's a great organization to check out. Samaritansfeet.org is their website. You may have remembered that Tulane basketball took a trip to Costa Rica in the offseason. And during that trip, they partnered with Samaritan's Feet to pass out hundreds of pairs of shoes to people in Costa Rica on behalf of Samaritan's Feet. Coach Ron Hunter has been a big supporter and ambassador for Samaritan's Feet for several years. It is a great organization. Check them out. Samaritansfeet.org is their website. Again, Samaritansfeet.org. We hope you enjoy the show.
We're excited to be joined today by Jalen Cook. Jalen, thanks for taking some time with us.
Yes, sir. Always.
Well, as we were talking about a second ago, huge game tomorrow night. Houston coming in, the number one team in the country. Fogelman sold out. Talk about the game tomorrow night and what your anticipations like.
I think it's a big game, huge opportunity for us. I think we were ready for it. You know, we worked all summer and off season for it. So I think we're really excited and, you know, ready to step up to the challenge.
You've had a couple of really strong games back to back. I know that you struggled with an injury early in the season. Just talk about your game and how it's coming along with your second year in Coach Hunter's system.
Yes, sir. It's coming along well. I think a lot of progress I made from last year to this year. You know, the injury was kind of in the way, but I think, you know, I love where we are as a team right now and just continue to build off of it.
We have a lot of guys, you know, really stepping their game up. Jalen Forbes has had a couple of really strong games in a row. Kevin Cross has been consistent the whole time. Sion kind of gives you what you need any particular night. But the guy who's really come on lately to me and made a huge difference for us is one of your former teammates before Tulane, and it's Colin Holloway. Talk about Colin's addition to the team and what you've seen from him lately.
Yeah, that's my guy, man. You know, me and Colin grew up together playing basketball, so just fun and glad to see him, you know, making progress with our team, you know, and just love how he's been working in the gym and getting better on his game, working on his game as himself. So I love how he's playing and what he's doing this year.
Absolutely. And you look at, some of the other guys that are stepping up and stepping their game up. Does it make you feel like this team can really make a run towards an AAC title?
Yes, sir, for sure. I think we definitely can make a run, and we definitely will. So I think, you know, we just got to stay locked in, stay focused, you know, just on to the next one, you know.
And with your, you know, coming into this season with you being a preseason first team all-conference guy, all-conference last year, you know, how do you handle those expectations coming into a season where people – are pointing at us and saying that this is a possible NCAA team?
I think it's great, you know, just got to handle it, you know, just really having the confidence and staying humble, but, you know, just realizing, you know, the opportunity and, you know, what our team is made of. And I think just staying focused and staying in the gym, working on your game is really the way to do that.
Well, and, you know, before basketball season tipped off, we had a pretty special football season. And I know you being a former football guy, you know, what did that do to the campus? And what did that do to, you know, this team to motivate it to, you know, kind of show you what's possible at Tulane?
Oh, it was very big what the football team did. And I love how they, you know, fall every week in and out. And I think it brought real big expectation to the basketball side of it too. Just continuing the winning process here we got going, and just, you know, staying focused and, you know, just being excited to be, you know, a part of the this Tulane year, like just the success it has been having.
You know, last year we had some pretty decent crowds during conference play. I can't remember the last time that Fogelman was completely sold out, and the game has been sold out for a couple of days now. What are you anticipating tomorrow night as far as the crowd support and the fan support?
I think it's going to be big. I think it's going to be jumping in there tomorrow. I think, you know, it's definitely going to feed into us, you know, just giving us that extra boost and energy we need to, you know, go out there and just fight hard. So I think we definitely needed this to be sold out, and it's going to be real fun.
Jalen, thanks a lot for joining me. Good luck tomorrow night. Good luck the rest of the way.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, big dog.
We're excited that Rachel Hakes is joining us today on the podcast. Rachel, thanks for taking a few minutes.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, transferring in from Fairfield after a successful career there onto our women's basketball team, what's been your experience so far at Tulane?
Yeah, I mean, it's been really great. The staff, the girls just welcomed me with open arms as soon as I got here. When I came to campus, I just kind of like fell in love with all of the staff, all the girls, what the academics had to offer. So I took a few more visits after that, but I followed my heart, came to Tulane, and I've been really happy with it.
So you mentioned to me off the air, you're from Minnesota. That's a very good high school basketball and AAU basketball state. Talk about growing up in basketball and who got you in basketball to begin with, and talk about some of your experiences playing as a kid.
Yeah, Minnesota is definitely a good basketball state. We even pride ourselves probably more on hockey, but I think like the women's basketball there has really picked up. I mean, growing up, I used to go to Lynx games where, you know, when the Lindsay Whalen, Maya Moore, who just announced her retirement today, Rebecca Brunson, Sylvia Fowles, Simone Augustus, that dynasty, like I got to grow up watching them, going to their games. I was at the 2017 WNBA championship game when they won, so that was really cool. But I got into basketball because my grandpa, he was a Hall of Fame coach at a small school in southern Minnesota at a small high school. And then my older brother and older sister, they played. So I kind of just wanted to be just like them. And it was really just a hobby for a while. And then once I got to high school, I definitely got more serious about it. So I definitely grew up in a great state for basketball, and I'm really proud to be from Minnesota.
You know, your game is very well-rounded. Some games you'll see 20 points, other games, you know, you'll have 9 or 10 assists. Talk about your game specifically and what you pride yourself on doing and how you've developed your game.
Yeah, I think throughout my time at Fairfield, my coaches did a really good job of just developing me as a player. And there I was specifically a pass first point guard. I would say I really didn't become much of a scorer until my junior, senior year. And that was something that in my transfer process, like my coach at Fairfield had retired and, you know, we had won our championship. We had kind of gone out just how we wanted to. So a few of us seniors decided, like, why not take our COVID year? And so when I was transferring, I felt like I had more to give in different ways, and kind of just being able to come into a program that let me explore, you know, how I can get in the post as a point guard because I am 6 feet tall. And kind of expand my game in those ways. I really like to bang inside and then step outside and be able to hit threes off screen. So I think I do provide a unique skill set to this team, and I can guard people from the 1 through 5, and I have done that this year. So I've been really happy with how the staff has used me here at Tulane.
Talk about a little bit about what the team has done well so far and some of the things that you can see us improving on as the season goes on.
Yeah, I think, you know, our transition game is our bread and butter. We're one of the top transition teams in the country. So all those games where we can get out, get our outlets out quick, rebound the ball fast, and get down the floor and spread the floor, that's when we're playing our best basketball. I think, you know, in some of these conference games, you've seen that we need to be a little bit better on the boards. And so that's been a big point of emphasis for us here in practice, and especially going into this UCF game tomorrow. They have one of the best offensive rebounders in the country in their 5 players. So it's going to be a very, very physical game, and we're looking to step up and meet the challenge.
So here with the FTW Collective, we like to focus, or our mission is focused on charity. And I know that's something that's important to you. Can you tell us about a charity that, you know, you want to support?
Yeah, so one of the charities that is definitely near and dear to my heart is actually one that's back in Minnesota. It's called Open Arms of Minnesota. And my older sister, Callie, who is really like one of the main reasons I got into basketball, she works there as one of their dietitians, and their nonprofit company who works to deliver nourishing meals to critically ill Minnesotans, whether that's HIV, like diabetes. And so they make meals in-house and they deliver them around the state of Minnesota, and they always need more donations. So I'd just like to shout them out today and support them, support my sister.
Well, how can our listeners find them and get to know more about their about that cause?
Yeah, so they can go to openarmsminnesota.org and they can kind of look through their website. And I mean, I guess we're not in Minnesota, so the biggest thing would be kind of monetary donations or just even spreading the word if that's something that's on their heart, food insecurity, especially for those who are in critically ill conditions and don't have the resources to finance meals for themselves.
Well, that is definitely a cause worth supporting. So please check that out and donate if you can. Rachel, thank you so much for joining us for a few minutes. Good luck tomorrow and the rest of the way.
Thank you so much.